Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball. From Soho down to Brighton, I must have played them all.
That's Roger Pete, and I forgot the other guy's name. That's the Who bring us back. One of the great songs of all time. Welcome back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Please check out my websites, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Steve Martin is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, original founding member of our Brain Trust, outstanding SCORE volunteer. Steve, I'm so proud of you for the work that you do with SCORE. And I'll tell you, SCORE just, the SCORE quality went up about four notches across the nation when Steve Martin decided to join this. So, Steve, good on you, buddy.
Well, thank you, Jim. I think you're exaggerating a bit about the quality, but I'll tell
95.
You, the SCORE volunteers are great people. Our entire mission is to help small businesses.
Yeah. Well, keep up the good work over there. We're talking about the dangers of being stubborn and how to know this is the hard part, Steve, because we're so focused, we're so driven, we're so passionate, we're so energetic, we're so committed, we're so Pollyannish. Right? I mean, we're pathological optimists, small business owners are, entrepreneurs are. And it really is sometimes hard to know when you've crossed the line from having stick-to-itiveness and being resilient and all those really positive things, and then people are telling you, "Oh, you'll be good at this, Jim, because you're a really resilient person. You're really blah blah blah." Well, but then if you should happen to take a wrong step, you got all these plans you put together and all this stuff you're working on, but you take one wrong step. Now, you didn't do anything wrong. You just took a step wrong. And if it turns you in a wrong direction, if you don't realize you could take the wrong step and doing a lot of other things right and get yourself headed off in the wrong direction, if you don't realize that, then you're headed to a fall. Steve, what do you think?
Oh, it can happen, and you don't even have to take the wrong step, Jim. All you have to do is take no step. You mm-hmm. know, the world is changing so quickly that...
You mean to be frozen, to freeze in place.
Exactly. If you don't adapt, if you don't listen to what the marketplace is telling you and what your trusted advisors are telling you, at mm-hmm. least take it into consideration, you can find yourself behind the eight ball and in deep trouble.
You know, there's a reason. There's a reason on the interstate they have a minimum speed of 40 miles an hour. If you don't keep moving, at least at that speed on the internet, you'll get run over.
That's exactly
the marketplace,
right.
The marketplace is the same way, isn't it?
It certainly is. It really is. You know, one of the interesting challenges that we have is knowing who to trust and when to trust them with our advisors.
Right.
And sometimes, and you and I have had this conversation, we're lucky to have great spouses that understand us. But
right.
At some point, we tend to get a little frustrated because they see things that we don't see, and maybe they tell the truth that we don't want to hear. And that can create some conflict sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But the opportunity is to wake up, listen to what's being said by people you know and trust, and at least consider it. And consider it dispassionately rather than to take it from an emotional standpoint.
Mm-hmm. Steve, one of the things I learned in my 30s and early 40s was something that I didn't have any idea was gonna learn. I thought that if I could make it happen, that it's okay, it must be meant to be. In other words, I thought that when others weren't doing something, And I did it. I said, you know what? I don't think they tried hard enough. I don't think they pushed hard enough. I'm stronger than them. I'm more convicted. I've got more energy than them. I'll work harder than them. I can make that happen. And I did. And then I found out that it wasn't meant to be. See, my point is, it never occurred to me that the world would let me do something that wasn't meant to be. And I was so stubborn. It was almost like I was tilting at a windmill, right, Steve? It wasn't so much that I wanted to succeed as much as I wanted to show everybody that I could do it.
That's
a dangerous form of stubbornness right there, Steve.
So there was no separation between your business and your ego at that point?
It wasn't ego. Ego's the right word, but I didn't think of it like that. I just thought, wow, I'm ready. I can do this. I was proud of myself for having that kind of strength, and that all those attributes served me well later. It's just that I was channeling it the wrong way.
There's a saying, I can't remember who said it, but someone reminds us that our greatest strength can be our greatest weakness.
That's right. Yeah.
So the stubbornness, the stick-to-itiveness, the drive became a barrier to success rather than a success factor.
One of my mentors said to me one time that's been really important to me around this whole thing we're talking about, right? He said, Jim, always keep checking your position. Check your position. What he meant was look around you and see if what you're doing is working with the world around you. Check your position. That's a good way to check your stubbornness. What do you think, Steve?
That's perfect advice, Jim.
A website, Steve. I need your website.
Profitpro.us.
Check it out, folks. Steve Martin and I will be right back. 10 till.
And we are employees today.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.